once you start kind of cruising and feeling the wind and everything else, it's just one of those things where like your body gets into it. Might not be the way to get into your zen, but for a lot of people who try it, it seems like it definitely is.
Talked to my wife and I was just like, I gotta get one of these things. They're really expensive, but I gotta get one. And we made a deal that if I quit smoking cigarettes, she would get me a one wheel. And 4 years later, I'm still not smoking cigs, so it worked.
It's kind of different for everybody. Some people, it's like instantly they're natural and those take off. And some people, you need to like help them balance. For me, it was more like that natural feeling.
I've seen these things tumble down sheer cliff sides and like just roll for hundreds of yards, and the guy's freaking out like, oh, my baby. You know, he goes down and he's like, it still works. There's nothing wrong with it.
On the trail, you're looking for rocks, roots. You're looking for different line choices. What might be the easiest path? What might get you off the ground and get you some air?
Like in the fall here, the trails, they can get kind of gnarly and there's leaves covering things up and you smash into a rock and you don't see it and all of a sudden you're on the ground.
You're almost mind controlling it. You know, it's like it's all one part of your body. And I think once you get going, all these things come together at once and you kind of just are very focused on what you're doing. It's funny because I've asked a lot of people this same question. How does a one wheel work? Honestly, I don't really know.
You got the wheel, which is the motor, you have the battery, and then you have the controller, and then you have the rails, right?
At 20 miles an hour, 19 miles an hour, so it gets you around town, gets you out in the woods.
Whatever this is, you know, it is the future. It's a different type of board sport.
It's very freeing, like what we all kind of relate it to, it's called flow state.
Flow state is something that I think is different for everybody.
With the one wheel, there's just some sort of connection that happens and you kind of just let go. Like for me, I like to put on music and just it's good time to reflect and just have to myself.
You can just do something and completely zone out everything else that's going on around you. You're just so focused on what you're doing at that point in time in that moment.
I have met so many good friends in one-wheeling, just great people, and it's like everybody, you're just so passionate about it, you know, and everybody has that passion, and you share that passion.
It's just that I've always loved the board sport. Like, I like the freedom of being out and about. For me, getting out to trails like this and finding really beautiful spots, it's cool just to bring that community together. And so it's just a group of friends, a group of people that love to do the same thing.
It's just something fun for everybody. It's a vast, wide thing that someone who's into tech can ride. And someone who's into sending crazy jumps or whatever can ride. You know, it's a really cool group of people that are coming together around this thing, you know. It's so crazy.